What's up, stoners, stonettes, stonettes? We're back for another episode of the Opinionated Stoners. Grab your blunts, your bongs, your papers, your pipes, where the fuck you like to smoke out of. Light that shit, pass that shit. Let's start this shit.
And get high.
Sup, JP?
Sup.
Sup, Stephanie?
What up?
How's it been? It feels like it's been a little while.
It's been like a whole year.
A whole year, yeah.
Technically.
Not technically. We're still in 2020. It's been a hell of a year, though.
Too bad we can't speed up time, because fuck this year.
I feel like I've had a pretty decent year, honestly.
A lot of good shit happens to me. In general, it's been a shit year.
Here's a good thing that happened to me. I just now learned this. The Order of Yoni, the first beer with vaginal lactic acid in the world.
Wait, what?
What's it called?
The Order of Yoni.
The Order of Yoni?
Mm-hmm.
Do we know if that means something? You know that means something, be more specific than.
I don't, but Czech model Alexandria Benlova has used her yeast to make this beer.
Ew.
Sounds hot.
I would drink it, dude. I'm looking into...
I definitely would not.
What?
You know, that's sick. But, you know, more power to her. You know, like, if you can make money off the female body without being a prostitute. I mean, not saying that I'm against you being a prostitute. That's not my business. But, you know, it's interesting. Okay, say it ain't interesting.
Okay, it is, but ew. Like, I don't want to drink.
Eat. Women can sell their titty milk, right?
Okay, that's different because that
yo,
is
they
usually
do that?
Used for babe.
I gotta buy some.
Hold up. Women sell their breast milk,
titty milk?
To women who can't produce their own milk for their babies.
Why wouldn't
like,
they sell it to
that
me?
That is a whole different thing.
Why is that,
that
different?
Is disgusting.
How?
Right.
Why
there.
Is it different? It's using the woman body. Because
this
money.
Is beer, and this is helping nourish babies whose mothers can't produce their own milk. Like
they're nourishing. They're nourishing. This woman's yeast is still nourishing babies. Grown-ass
no,
babies.
No, that is grown-ass babies. Okay, all right.
If they want this vagina yeast,
grown as baby.
If they want this gyno yeast beer, they probably have mama problems.
Yo, would you like consider that cheating if Brandon drank some of this?
No, but it's still weird.
Like he just drank another woman's yeast.
That's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
Could I like bring my own yeast, make my own type? Like she gives me the ingredients, like. Like, what if she sold it in a pack, but you had to provide your own yeast?
What the fuck?
So, like, you know, use Stephanie's instead.
Ew. Dude, I would drink some yeast.
I'm about to sign out this podcast now.
I'm not. I'm trying to order some of this shit,
we're
dude.
Only 3 minutes in.
This bitch is kind of bad. It looks like I want to drink her yeast. Her vaginal lactic acid.
Vaginal lactic.
Her VLAC.
He ain't got nothing up.
It's because it's loading.
It got dial up over here. Right? You got a dial up laptop.
It ain't my fault.
It didn't work good enough.
Dude, bye. I guess it was.
It was laptop good, but it wasn't MacBook good.
That made me think about that weird ass dream I had about arguing with my grandpa the other night about plugging this fucking wire into this box, like for dial up internet. Like, I had a legit dream about that shit the other night. And I was mad because he was like telling me to do this, and I was like, Papa, you just do this shit. That shit was funny, but
I don't know what that related to.
Cause y'all said dial up, and it made me think about that.
Oh,
I'm just trying to get some pussy beer.
Can you, like, order it online?
I'm trying to see if my fucking laptop was...
if it wasn't dial-up.
Yo, if y'all want to give me a MacBook for some dick, hit me up.
Send JP some money via email at johnpaul@aol.com.
JP is trying to whore himself for $40.
No, for a MacBook.
What's your Cash App again? Hold on.
No, PayPal.
Yeah, y'all got me.
He's over here on his dial-up. You know he still got PayPal.
Look, I do got PayPal, too.
No, it's funny when motherfuckers have PayPal, but, like, they think it's absurd to have a Cash App.
Right.
Like, no.
Like my mother who takes a taxi cab, but it's absurd to use Uber. Like, Mama, you can track your car and everything with Uber.
You
can
share
you do
the
that
tracking
with
a friend?
Cab, old fashioned ass.
You can share the tracking with a friend so they can track you? Always safe. I mean,
my mama just old and set in her ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Aren't you old?
I never really rode in
cabs
much.
I'm not 30 yet.
You basically are.
I'm about to be 29.
That was basically
months,
how a conversation went the other day. JP Dem introduced me to his friend. And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'm kind of old, like, compared to JP. And I was like, or I said, I'm older than, hold on, how'd I word it? Because I said something about being older than JP. I was like, I'm not old, though. Like, I ain't 30 yet.
I just want to cry on my birthday. Like, I just want to lay in bed and watch Netflix and cry and eat ice cream. I'm about to be in the last year by 20.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's only it's exactly 2 months away today.
Exactly 2 months away.
Look, okay, shut up. When you get there, you gonna feel it. I promise
you.
Because
I'm there and I don't care that much.
Yeah, I think
okay,
it's just
maybe
girl,
it's
because
y'all are men, but I'm.
Yo, they're calling this shit the beer of pleasure, dude. That's crazy.
See,
you think it tickles your dinghy?
It's
the beer of pleasure.
I don't want to turn 30. Do it hurt?
Probably.
Do it hurt? How does it feel?
Yeah, day one, it's like, I can't get out of bed.
Stephanie, if you had a vagina, what's the first thing you put in it?
I hate you. I hate you so much.
It's funny because whatever she answers is probably the first thing she did put in it.
What's the first thing you did put in it? Is it a toothbrush or a pencil?
Neither.
Was it anything interesting?
A dick?
Should not be first.
Huh?
That definitely should not be first.
Okay, no, if you want to be technical, it was a finger, I guess. But not my finger.
That's normal. That's why I asked if there's anything abnormal.
Yeah,
I don't really care
if it's normal.
It is normal.
I didn't even want to answer, but since y'all want to go there.
I would have judged way less if you said a pencil. Like, I would have judged way
you
less.
You
would have
judged way less.
Way less.
Okay, shut up. Like, you ain't stick your fingers.
I asked if
there
was something abnormal is all I'm saying. Like,
I quit being friends with a guy one time because he
stuck
a pencil
up his
nose. No,
I've never
stuck
anything abnormal in my...
Like, clearly, whenever JP asks you strange questions, he's looking for strange answers.
Okay, well, yeah.
Like the bristle end of a brush.
I knew this dude. I quit being friends with this dude one time because I found out he stuck a pencil up his dog.
That's sick.
I quit fucking with it.
This chick damn scared me, like, damn. I didn't really know her, but we ended up roommates. We both knew this other guy that was also a roommate. And I got a dog while I was there, brought the dog in, and I'd already heard she was like a furry and, you know, all this shit, and she was just strange. Talked to her very little, but she was strange from what I knew. And she's all in my dog's face, like, oh, you're so cute, I just want to fuck you. And then that's
what
when I was like... What? Then she's like, oh, just kidding.
No, are you kidding, bitch?
I was like, yeah, exactly. Are you kidding?
Wait, what?
This bitch was all over my dog's face. I just got It's like, oh, you're so cute. I just want to fuck you. And then she followed up with like, ha, 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 I'm just kidding. You're so cute.
She really said that?
Straight up.
That's weird. That's
dude. And like, it was said that she was a furry and shit like that. So, like, I think she really wanted to fuck my dog.
Ew. Dude, you ever watch a chick getting fucked by a horse?
Was that a female dog you had too, wasn't it? Lexi?
I think it was. Yeah, it was Lexi.
Because I remember you saying, like, she was what, part lab and pit, wasn't
it? Yeah, I don't remember.
Pab and Lit?
I know Jamie had a part lab and pit mix named Lexi at one time, too.
Pab and Lit?
I put the... But, I'm just saying, like, you're a female, and you're telling a female dog you want to fuck it. Like, so are you going to put a strap on and fuck my dog? Like, what the fuck?
I'll do 69.
What? That's the point I was trying to get at. I was like, that was a female dog, wasn't it? Like, if I'm remembering the story.
Yeah, I don't know. I was weirded out. I think she really wanted to do it.
Dude, what do you think is worse, bro?
Yeah, that bitch was totally going to put on a strap on and fuck your dog.
Or incest.
Damn, can one really be worse?
Yes. You'd rather fuck your cousin or your dog?
Would you rather fuck your cousin
or
your dog?
Like, you fucking your mom or your dog?
Just kill me. I'd rather die.
Gun to the head, I'm choosing an animal. But
no, like, I mean,
gun to the head, shoot me, motherfucker. God, no, fuck that.
Gun to the head, I'm choosing the animal.
Not fucking
like,
no animal or no cousin.
Like, no, but like, you're saying, like, what would be morally worse? Like, I don't know what's morally worse.
Stephanie, you taking it from Justin or are you taking it from Cheese?
Ew, neither. Shoot me.
See, it's easier for me. I can
fucking shoot me. That is disgusting. I can't do it.
Well,
how could you live yourself after doing
Oh, why not?
No, my poor dog. No.
It couldn't be Cheese.
No.
That is all the dog you got.
Who said had my dog?
Well, you gonna fuck somebody else's dog?
Well, I definitely couldn't look at this dog.
Okay, what kind of dog?
No.
Oh, Cheech, run.
We're not doing that.
This is awful.
So what do you want to do? You want to fight the cousin or fight the dog?
My honest answer.
Yeah.
How distant of a cousin are we talking?
Okay, that's fair. The dog or the mom?
Oh,
the dog or your mom?
There
the
you go. Your dog or your mom?
I guess in my case, it'd be my cat.
Your cat. That poor cat.
Your cat or your mom?
My cat.
I ain't doing neither. If my life depended on it, fucking kill me.
No, your life's not going to.
How do you live with yourself after fucking your relative
look,
or
if you,
your
look,
animal?
If you don't
like,
pick the person that's holding
you
hostage, said I would try.
None of that. No. That sounds mentally disturbing.
Well,
all right,
okay.
Like,
if you don't
that.
Look, if you don't choose, you're not the one that's getting killed. They're going to kill your mom. So, Justin or Cheech.
I love
really
mama, but she gonna have to die.
That's so fucked up, man.
That's not fucked up. I can't live with myself after doing some wild shit like that. Like, how do you know?
Okay.
That is disgusting.
What if you got the peg?
What?
What if you got the peg?
Nah. Maybe
kill me and my mama. We'll go out together.
That is so fucked up.
The way
dude.
I came in this world
that was
together.
So... All right, okay. They're gonna kill Brandon.
Babe.
Oh.
I love you.
I'm okay with that answer. You know, because she's giving me a hard time about my answer about sucking a dick. I wouldn't do it to save her life. So you know, now we're even.
Oh. Yeah, I'm not fucking.
But you would do it for how much money?
Or no relative to save anybody's life. Not even my own.
I wouldn't do it for my money.
You gonna tell me, damn, Bill Gates offered you like $100 million.
I didn't have that $100 million before.
Yeah, but that's fine. A nice life for your future kids.
Fuck that. Fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
Dude, if somebody offers you $100 million,
give them
dude,
the same offer when they turn look, 18. Shit.
Nah, look, I'm gonna tell you, dude, right now, as a friend. Somebody ever offers you $100 million to suck their dick, send them my way.
What the fuck, bro?
I'm gonna be $100 million richer.
Percent is free, no, send them your way.
Yeah, right, yeah, nah. Commission.
I'm gonna say, well, I think 1% is pretty damn low and still good. I'd say like a 2-3%.
Well, yo, we could be like his pimps.
Yeah, I'll give y'all like $10 million out of that $100 million. Nah, man. I would slay dick to old ladies for $500 a hit.
I mean, we probably make that happen.
Dude, I'm down.
You want a sugar mama?
No.
No.
What I want to get paid $500 to hit him with the lazy
dick
noodle.
To old ladies is?
No, that would be money? Like more than likely one. Just one. At least for a little while. Like, you might.
The one that sugar mama is like the ones they buy you shit. Like, you might get a PS5 because you're fucking, or somebody give
you
some money.
That laptop.
Hey, he's talking about being a gigolo.
Yeah, man. Like, I get paid $500 to give an old chick the lazy noodle.
J Pigolo. J Pigolo. American Gigolo.
Hey, y'all, let us know what you think, man. I think JP's R&B alter ego should be John P.
Nope.
John P, yeah. It sounds very R&B-ish.
Excuse JP John on that. Yo, this whole, like, election shit has been very fucking confusing. So they're saying now the shit still apparently ain't over when I swore that shit was over.
Fuck this shit. Dude. Fuck Biden. So, fuck Trump. Yeah, I said it. Fuck all y'all, Democrats and Republicans. Y'all can see me if y'all got a problem. Fuck this election. Fuck Biden and Trump with a cactus up both of their asses, because they ain't shit, neither one of them.
So you talk hard for somebody that's not about that life.
I bet they could beat you up.
I've seen men.
I don't give a fuck.
I've seen men go at
up.
I've seen men go at women over this shit.
I don't give a fuck.
I do. I'll
get beat up if I have to. I don't care. People are just stupid and brainwashed to this whole fucking two-party system bullshit. These y'all beefing over these people, and I guarantee you they fucking party together and shit behind closed doors.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like,
apparently people...
They're both child molesters.
Apparently Trump supporters were outside of Hillary Clinton's house yesterday chanting, lock her up, lock her up. And her daughter tweeted about it. And it's like, y'all don't realize that fucking Trump was never going to lock her up. He played y'all. It was just a way to win. You know what
exactly.
I mean? Like, like candidates throw dirt on each other to try to win. That's part of it.
Stupid as fuck.
You know,
like,
you know what they say, dude.
So I'll take it. You voted for Biden?
I didn't vote for shit.
You seem like a Biden. You kind of look like him.
But it does seem like Biden has. It does seem like Biden has won. Like, it seems over. I know that apparently Georgia went back red. North Carolina went back red.
Voting third party is a waste because nobody like.
For now, I don't want to preach this a waste because people got to do it
at this moment. Not enough people believe in it.
In 1990 something. There was like 18 million people voted third party.
That was what, dude, when Clinton got elected? Would that have been when Clinton?
Maybe,
no,
but it was,
or
if so,
Bush
was,
Senior?
It was one of them.
Yeah, you know how many people said they were going to move out of the country when Obama got elected? And, like, I still see those people.
You mean when Trump got elected?
No, Obama.
Because I didn't really hear that so much with Obama, but I heard it with Trump. I heard people down say all kind of things about Obama, though.
Right.
I think it's weird, though, that I don't know, like, all these claims of fraud this year, and it's funny because last year, fucking, they said it was the Russians, and this year it's the mail-in votes, and you know, last election, four years ago.
This year has been some serious ass shit, man.
Dude, you know what I was thinking, man? At one point, I thought like the whole COVID thing was kind of for politics. But then, like, I started thinking at it again, and I was like, well, it's happening in other countries, so how could it be about politics?
Yeah, I don't know. I was saying earlier about how during the audit in one of these states, they found, like, a couple thousand ballots that weren't voted. Like, I don't know, man. I figured, you know, some fraud happens every year, to be honest. But just never seen it go down like this.
Yeah, this shit's crazy.
I feel like it's all a show. That's really what I think. I don't know what for yet, but I don't think damn none of this shit really matters.
We're gonna die, dude.
Maybe.
Civil war.
They all find ways to distract us from some bigger shit, so it could just be another distraction from some other shit. Or so a conspiracy theorist would say.
Yo, if we went to war together, would you be my army buddy?
Yo, we should start a militia.
Dude, I've been saying that for the longest.
For real. Because I ain't... no.
Well, I don't really care to be with the militia. We can get some guns and shit, though.
Oh, hell yeah. Definitely.
You gotta have a militia, dude. You're not with the militia. The militia's with you.
I know I could call you up. I know I could call IQ, Cole up, Logan. No. I could call y'all up. what I need a militia for?
But we're not a militia.
We could be.
Nah.
We could be like a special ops team.
I mean, shit.
SEAL Team 7.
We all got enough family members and friends apiece to make a nice one. A nice group of people.
I want one like the dude in The Purge.
Where? The bad guys?
No.
They're going out just killing people?
No, the one that had the rebellion.
I don't know. Not something I've ever really thought about. Excuse you, Stephanie. That's rude.
Right.
Should do that on mic.
There's nothing
really
more unattractive than a
that
woman
was not
burping.
I.
That's you. Might as well be a man now.
It was Brandon.
It smells Steven. Like you.
What?
Went from Stephanie to
Steven. Oh, he went post penis on you. Yo.
Steven is my father's name.
Yo, there's something I want y'all to do, okay?
Probably not. What? Let me see it.
No, probably so. Repeat after me, okay? Okay? You down?
Probably not. Just start.
Nah, dude.
See how it goes.
Stephanie, repeat after me, okay? You down?
Okay.
All right. Betty Botter bought some butter.
Betty Botter bought some butter.
But she said the butter's bitter.
But she said the butter's bitter.
If I put it in my batter, it will make my batter bitter.
If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter.
But a bit of better butter will make my batter better.
Hold on. You lost me.
But a bit of better butter will make my batter better.
But a bit of better butter will make my batter better.
So was better Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter. Did you want to read it and try to say it?
No, I'm good.
Read it and try to say it.
Read it and try to say it.
Betty Botter bought some butter, but she said the butter's bitter. If I put it in my batter, it'll make my batter bitter. But a bit of better butter will make my batter better. So was Betty Botter better? Bought a bit of better butter?
No.
Yeah, that's wild. Where the fuck did you come up or find that, rather? Like,
I just saw it on this shit, dude.
That's wild. I wouldn't have been able to read it, I don't think. Well, it's not loud, you know, I don't think. I would have been fucking that up.
Yeah.
We're 26 minutes in. We haven't done strain of the week, so what's
strain,
up, man?
Dude, I had to go with this one, man. What do people live in?
Houses.
When something is it empty, what is it?
Full.
Okay. All right. So when women get older, what do their boobs do?
Sag.
A cat without a tail.
No tail.
No.
Nope.
A cat without a tail. Fuck. I don't know what the fucking cat without a tail is. Fuck.
No tail.
Still a cat.
Fuck.
It's like an animal people hunt.
A bobcat.
Okay. Alright. Cat with no tail, what is it?
A bobcat.
And what do old women's boobs do?
Sag.
You get it?
Bob sag it.
Yes.
Full house.
That is the
yeah,
strain
I
of the week.
Full house.
Bob sag it.
Oh, Bob sag it. Okay.
That'd be the extra spot.
Right.
Made perfect sense. But yeah, okay, Bob sag it. AKA the Bob.
The Bob.
It's a sativa. It's a stimulating sativa that won second place at the 2016 Colorado Cannabis Cup. This addled comedian gets the heart pumping, stimulating the consumer to the point of agitation. But fear not, the energy subsides and settles into an uplifted cerebral haze that is lucid yet spacey.
Y'all ever seen one of his stand-ups?
No.
Yeah.
I don't remember if I found it funny or not. It was a long time ago. But
he seems too white to be a stand-up comedian, bro.
But, dude.
Yo, dude.
Just
he
hearing
is
him talk,
wrong.
not on Full House, it's kind of funny. Just hearing him, how much he says the F word. Just like, fuck. Like,
this, yeah, that
really?
Shit is crazy.
Yeah. And all I saw him on before was fucking Full House. Like,
you ever watched
Mr. Tanner?
You ever heard of the Tourette's guy?
That's how it was.
You ever heard of the Tourette's guy?
Yes.
The Tourette's guy.
You know he died?
No.
Who's the Tourette's guy? That's what we called him?
You used to watch him on YouTube.
Right.
I don't know.
He used Bob Saget as a cuss word.
The one that read books?
No, the one that like had Tourette's and he would just scream out cuss words. Rest in peace, Tourette's guy.
Is
made some classics.
Yeah,
yeah.
That was his name, Tourette's guy.
Alright.
I mean, I didn't know his real name, but that's what his name was.
Rest in peace, King Von, as well. Like,
yeah, dude.
Another rapper gone young while he was up and coming, making a lot of money. But, you know. Rappers gotta watch how they live too, you know. Like you live a certain way, it's not that you deserve it. It's just that you kind of have to expect it. You know, I know he's a family man and all, but I don't know what happened before. You know, just they have the video of him supposedly running up on Rondo, But I don't know who shot him, because apparently I also heard that Rondo, like, tried to help him after he got shot. I don't know if that part was true or not. It's possible the police might have shot him, I guess. They're saying they didn't, but... Because police did fire shots.
Word.
Yeah, you ain't heard about all this? Like, no. I really didn't go into detail just because we're late. Like, we haven't dropped an episode in a while, so it's something we ain't talked about. But
nah. I ain't really gotten into it.
But yeah, I don't know. Rest in peace, King Von, though. Like, just young, up and coming. Dude, why do you always laugh at the wrong times, man? Like, there's nothing funny right now.
I know, just go.
Fucking hate JP.
Why? Don't judge me. You don't know me. You know my name, not my story.
I know too much. Enough to hate JP. hate JP. the fuck are you laughing about?
I'm not, dude.
You are. Like, every time you laugh, I feel like you should be talking. So talk.
Nah, just go.
Tell us what's so funny.
Man.
I feel like a teacher in a classroom.
Okay, you really want me to tell you something funny? Yeah. Dude, imagine calling Pizza Hut, bro, and explaining them the difficulties about being vegetarian and ordering a pepperoni pizza.
That's what you're thinking about?
Yeah.
See, this is why you just gotta explain what you're talking about.
Yeah, but, like, it's irrelevant to what you're talking about.
So, fuck it.
Alright, word.
So did you do this?
No.
So, like, are the pepperonis supposed to be, like, actually, like, what's the main fucking thing everybody uses fucking for chicken and shit? Cauliflower.
Oh.
It's supposed to be pepperonis, but it's actually, like, cauliflower.
I don't know. They're actually making, like, some shit like that, but I don't know. I just thought that'd be funny, dude, like... Give the dude on the phone like a whole speech about how hard it is and all this and that, and then just be like, can I get a pizza with pepperoni, bacon, and ham?
That's like, and I know they take the order too, so that's like calling the suicide hotline, and they kind of talk you into how to do it easily.
Oh my god.
Well, that's what the suicide hotline was like. Alright, look, I'm ready, but I want to be quick, but not painful.
Dude, I saw that they have like a suicide machine.
Talk you through this. Like, what is this? What suicide hotline was? They talked you through it, so you didn't have to do it alone.
I could dig it.
I could not dig it.
I would do it. Why?
What if? All right. So what if we made one and it was one number off from the other one?
And we didn't put in fine print. We put it in the really fine print that there was a difference. So, that's mean.
So, that's
yeah, mean. There's a country that has, like, a suicide machine. Like, you sit in it, and it puts on your favorite movie, and it injects a gas, and you just go to sleep and never wake up.
What? For real?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe doctors should be able to, like, give you assisted suicide, like maybe sign a paper or some shit, but like they just put you to sleep basically, I guess.
I mean, okay, do I agree with it? No, but I do kind of agree with you do have the freedom to remove yourself if you feel it's necessary.
Yeah, but should the doctors be able to be allowed to help you and such?
They're cool with it. That's what makes you feel better about doing it. That's what you think is going to be the best way to go out.
Oh, no. I just feel like if you want to do something like that, this should just be something you do yourself and not involve anybody else. Like, if you feel that that strongly about offing yourself.
She sounds so touched by the subject, and then she uses the term, like, off in yourself.
I'm just like.
I was about to say something. I lost it.
I'm just saying. I just feel like that's if you really feel like it's come to that, don't involve nobody else. Just do it.
Just do it.
I'm not trying to sound like that's a hard thing to like explain.
Yeah, I think you should quit.
I'm not trying to sound insensitive or anything, but I'm just saying you shouldn't ask nobody to help you with killing yourself.
So if they can euthanize dogs for biting kids, why can't we euthanize pedophiles?
What is euthanize?
Euthanize pedophiles. Fuck that.
Put them to sleep. Do it to dogs.
Yeah, I don't agree with doing it to dogs.
But, okay, you do it to dogs when they bite children. Like, that's a normal thing.
I don't know, but I don't think that's appropriate.
Alright, but we do.
So
why not do it to pedophiles?
Well, that's an easy way out, though.
So there's 5 years in prison.
Well,
they don't be getting adequate time.
They don't.
Well, okay, so I was thinking get like a pedophile island, but not the kind that they had before. And just like.
Are you talking about.
Just leave them out there. No kids, no like other people, just like some guards and a whole bunch of pedophiles on the island. They will never have touch with civilization again.
Or we just put them to sleep. For the betterment of humanity.
Nah, dude, make them dig holes for no reason all day. Like.
There's always a reason. Didn't you see holes?
Yeah, but fuck that. You're just doing it for no reason. Like, just because you diddled a kid.
Just put them to sleep. Don't need any chance of them somehow still reproducing. Fucking a female guard, getting out.
I think they need a little bit of. They need a little bit of torture beforehand, though.
You can. as you have them strapped down to euthanize them, you just kind of hang a little boy over his head.
I don't hang a little boys. Okay, look, let me talk about some shit real fast, dude. You ever heard the phrase smooth as a baby's bottom?
Yeah, it's kind of weird, ain't it?
But it's like a phrase. It's a well-known phrase. So, this girl likes my shit on Tinder. And I hit her with some shit. And she hits me back. She's like, yeah, that was smooth. I was like, smooth as a baby's bottom or smooth as butter? Like, how smooth we talking? And her response was kind of weird, dude. She's like, I don't like comparing things to baby's bottoms.
You definitely, why would you jump there, bro? Like, why would you?
What you mean?
You don't know this person.
No.
And your second message, maybe third. Was anything about the smoothness of a baby's bottom?
Yeah, that's like a well-known phrase, though, right?
I mean,
you know how many times I've heard somebody say that?
Yeah, but
okay, then. So what's the issue?
The way you used it.
Yeah, that was whack, bro.
I don't get it.
That was whack.
Smooth as baby's bottom. You know, it's just I don't know. I don't use it. You know, it's just the way you use it, whatever. But you really compared.
And you used it while you were trying to slide into somebody's
DMs. Yeah, and
you
trying to holler at a chick.
No,
your third, maybe second.
That was your response?
I don't know. I don't.
You don't see the issue here.
I really don't.
You don't realize how creepy you came out. Like, well, she has a kid, and she's like, he's thinking about my baby's bottom.
Then she's got a fucked up mind.
No, yeah,
not
that
even that.
Weird.
It was just lame in general.
Came out weird. If you don't know JP, you don't understand, you just, this is second DM. Second.
I didn't think it was weird.
That's weird.
I didn't think it was weird.
It was, and then lame. You compared, like, I don't know, assembly, like, it's assembly, but it's the same, to the smoothness of butter. It was like, which one is smoother, in a sense?
I'm dead.
So, like, you took it from a saying to, like, a literal amount of measurement.
A literal amount of measurement.
You wanted your smoothness measured in baby bottoms.
Nah, man. Oh, dude.
That is definitely what just happened. What the fuck?
That is weird.
Disclosure to people listening. We don't actually know if baby bottoms are smooth or not. Like,
I hope you don't.
Yeah, get the fuck, man. I think it was weird. That's like, you know how many times I've heard somebody use that phrase before?
You ever heard them use it as a source of measurement?
No.
All right, because that's what you did. You used it as measurement.
You could have said, like, cream cheese on your bagel or some shit, but you compared two things.
No, I actually bought some bagels.
It's the comparison. Then it makes people think. And is she a smoker? Was she high? Like,
no, here's the key. This is what. Yeah, this is the funniest part, bro. In her bio. No, look. Yeah, dude. In her bio, it said she said she was a feminist.
Wow.
So you asked a feminist to measure your smoothness in baby bottles.
I mean, when you word it like that, dude.
I feel like I haven't heard Donnie in a while, but there he goes.
I cannot.
That was grown up drunk Donnie right there.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Opinionated Stoners.
So weed won the election, if nobody else did. That's one thing we do know. Montana legalized marijuana. South Dakota legalized marijuana. Mississippi legalized medical marijuana.
Shit.
South Dakota legalized medical marijuana. Arizona legalized marijuana. DC decriminalized psychedelics. And New Jersey just legalized marijuana.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
And the best of all is Oregon. They just legalized all drugs.
Legalized all drugs.
Like recreationally?
Okay,
no, they decriminalized all of their drugs. Yeah.
And it's also like simple possessions. Simple possessions, you get a fine, like a ticket at most, but you don't get arrested. Also, Oregon legalized psilocybin therapy.
That's what's up.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. Or a gun.
Or
yeah. How many guns are you oring over there?
How many ores are gone? Yo, shout out to Oregon for real, though. People have been saying that, you know, I'm kind of crazy because I think that you should decriminalize all drugs. But you tend to actually have less addiction that way. In other places have already done it. That's just been the stats. Also, damn, I think it's got something to do with the human mind, dude. Like, we want to do what we're not supposed to do. And you just tell people, like, whatever, if you do crack, that's your fucking problem. And then they start saying, and then, like, if people do come to the government for some kind of help. Maybe you can have treatment centers and shit like that, but treat them like addicts, not criminals. I mean, you're still held responsible for what you do. You know, it's just like a drunk driver can't, like, they kill somebody in an accident. It's not like, my bad, dude, I was drunk. Like, no, you still get charged with it. You actually have a worse charge.
Addiction is a sickness.
Yeah. And it's hard to get over. Like, it's a process.
Hell yeah, it is.
But it just doesn't make sense to treat them like criminals. In Oregon, it is like 2 grams or less, I think, of anything, though, pretty much. I don't know. I think it's a big move. And the psilocybin therapy, that's a big move, too.
Yeah, I dig that.
That's something I've been hearing about here recently. I don't know too much on it yet, but I hear little talks here and there about it. And it's interesting. Might be a thing of the future.
Trip the whole world at once.
I wonder how that would go.
Probably great, dude. A lot of people would probably die, but a lot of people would have, like, the...
A lot of people probably would die. That's what I was sitting here thinking. You know, apparently... Oh, yeah. All right, so I had two thoughts just connected. Did you know the Vikings apparently would take, like, psychedelic, a lot of times those mushrooms? But
who?
Vikings. Before
Vikings.
Football games. No, I mean, before they'd slaughter people. Like.
Word. I did not know that. That's cool.
And apparently some fighters are getting into microdosing before matches.
Word. I could see it.
Because it doesn't show up on a test. And apparently, if you do it right, it just makes you more focused. Slows everything down.
You imagine, like, not microdosing. And you gotta, like, you just end up tripping hard as fuck. And you're like, damn, man, I gotta go fight.
Like,
this
we
UFC
did it.
Shit.
Fucking downtown.
Yeah, dude. You imagine.
Yeah, that would be wild. What are you doing? You signing out? That would be crazy. Just fucking. And like, you're a famous boxer. Like, what if you're like Mike Tyson?
You think?
Think what?
Who was it that had the mental breakdown in the ring?
I don't know.
Like, what if that's what happened?
You think a microdose and then box?
Me? Probably not.
It'd be interesting.
I wouldn't like to.
Try it. You know, just a sparring match.
I'm going to do that. I might as well trip.
I don't know. That's not the same thing.
You signing out for real.
We got a. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I don't think so.
I probably just got some bullshit. I don't remember what I saved earlier. I did save something. Let me see if it's worth it. No, it's not really worth it. I don't care that much. I don't know what it is now. So we can wrap this shit up, man. Be sure to follow us pretty much anywhere at the OS Pod. Like, subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, whatever you fucking listen on. Follow JP's Groove. On Instagram. And we'll be back.